Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What are you doing? Playing with my lighting. I'm playing with my lighting. Is it too dark?
Yeah, it looks
it's like you're hiding out in some sort of bunker.
Well, the thing is, when I put the light on, it shines off my forehead.
What kind of lamp is it?
It's a regular lamp.
No, that's a dumb answer. What kind of lamp is it? It's a general electric.
You ask the stupidest question.
Well, you would give dumb answers.
What is the brand of lamp?
Is it like direction?
That f***ing matters, for Christ's sake.
That was quick. Oh, well.
I swear, don't ask any more questions unless they're well thought out. Thank you very much.
Okay, here's a
kind of lamp?
Question.
It's that kind of lamp. There it is.
Okay,
there's the lamp.
Perfect.
Okay?
That's all I need
there,
to know.
There's the lamp.
Whoa.
All right, Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Why don't you do totally diffused lighting? Point the light as far away
I
from you as possible.
I pointed the light, Mr. Man, in every possible direction over the last 10 minutes. That's what I've been trying to do. I can't help it. It's a brand new camera, and I guess it takes... The light is pointed away. The light is pointed at me. The light is pointed down.
Actually,
the light is pointed up.
Pointed at you. Back at you.
Directly at him?
If you don't mind.
How about right by your face?
There you go. No white... Oh, that looks... That'll look great for 2 seconds. Oh, that's it. Look at the white balance.
Yeah.
Look at the white balance right there.
Awesome.
Yes.
Oh, you just had it.
You just had it right there.
And you blew it.
Who's the guy? Rob, who's the guy on Channel 20?
Oh, Count Gore Duvall.
Count Gore Duvall.
Dick Dizel is Count Gore Duvall.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, don't. That was the
that
best
That was the
you
best
had
we've
it.
Seen you.
Yeah.
Right
that?
There. Yes.
Yes.
It's welcome. Are you kidding me?
Welcome to where, Castle O'Mara.
Where were you at 3:30 p.m. last night?
That's right. Answer the questions.
There it is. That's all we got. That's all we got today. That's the way it's going to be. Let's open the goddamn mailbag.
Please.
Shall we get right to it? Thank you. That's right. Normally we have a nice snappy patter up until that point.
Oh, you're bitter.
Not today.
One time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show after that little tantrum. Now it's time to say hello and Hawkeye greetings to Alan Brink.
Hi, Alan.
Alan lives in Iowa and is on the brink of turning another year older. Happy birthday, Alan.
That was good.
Today, good guy Michael Snyder, or is it Schneider?
Snyder.
Snyder.
It's Snyder. He turns 38 years young, and all he wants to do is say thank you to TMOS for all we do. Nice fella. Just read them the way they're written.
You know, sometimes when the mailbag is written, the mailbag doesn't know the mood that the artist is going to be in when the letters are being read, so it's something of a crapshoot.
Yes, the mailbag doesn't know that the artist might be peppered with questions that he finds completely irrelevant.
Well, sometimes we want to help the artist, and the artist doesn't want to be helped.
I know we
want
to help, but sometimes the artist has gotten enough help all week. No real solutions. Tyler Shepard has a milestone birthday this month. Tyler is turning 20, and his dad couldn't be prouder of him. Happy 20th, Ty Guy. New pace for the mailbag today. Here is a birthday shout-out to Tim Carter. He's another year older and would love our traditional birthday song. Well, I think it's a good day for that.
Sure.
Let's dive right into that right now, shall we? The birthday song for, what's his name again?
Tim Carter.
Tim Carty. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Tim Carter.
Happy birthday, Tim. Happy birthday. How about superfan Susie Hood? She's super. She had a birthday last week. So happy belated birthday, Susie Hood.
Is she super?
She's super. Jessica Cameron is about to turn 45. So says her husband, Eddie from the Catskills. That's the name of the week. Happy birthday, Jessica. We hear you are Box.
Ooh.
Yeah, wonderful. Allison Krulwich says she's a loser because she's sending in her own 42nd birthday greeting. No, I disagree. People
really?
Do it all the time, Allison. Do not feel bad about it. But there's no need for her to call herself a loser. If the Jamaican jerk comes by, I'm sure he'll mention it. Okay, let's spin the wheel.
This is actually a Jamaican coin I'm holding in my hand.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Jamaican wheel. Let's see. Happy joint. Happy joint. Happy joint.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
fantastic.
Big winner. Big winner.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay, Allison Krulwich, living all alone, never gonna find a fella. Maybe you paint yourself up a little nicer, you're not so alone. You get a big man to send in that birthday greeting for you, Allison. And you don't sit in that bed eating the Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia, Allison. Maybe you get out and paint yourself up. I got a suggestion from Jamaica, Allison. Why don't you get in your car, drive down to the Planet Fitness, get on the treadmill, girl.
Oh,
that's right.
Jesus.
Happy birthday to you.
Whoa.
I have no idea
he's
what she
jerk.
Looks like. He was just a jerk. He didn't. He made a lot of assumptions there.
He did.
That I thought
broad
that were
strokes,
terrible.
Mike.
Yeah. And happy first birthday to Henry Boss, who loves it when his dad sings him Elvis songs instead of nursery rhymes. TCB, Henry. Have a boss birthday. That's wonderful.
Nice.
Cool. On to the letters. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. I'm not Meg.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Meg. Meg O'Mara.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Big O, Pony, and various unpaid hangers-on. Well, now that's not nice to our interns
they?
While they're there. Greetings from the Old Farts Club. Today is my 59th birthday, and to celebrate, my beautiful bride is taking me to the wonderful Seneca Casino in Niagara Falls, New York. I've been there.
Have you?
If they're on the East Coast, there's an odds. The odds are that I've been there.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Lost there. Anyway. While I'm a dice and poker man myself, Mama Bear loves those damn penny slots. How about putting a penny in the slot to see if Mike could do an impression of Mike in front of one of those penny slots? Okay? Best Dave. Let's see what happens. We're going to put a penny in the slot, see if we can do an impression of me in front of one of the slots. Yep. Yep. Yep, it's another winner. That's incredible.
And that, all right. Oh, and it's a progressive.
Now we're going to get Mike to come in and do an impression of Mike in front of one of the slots. Here we go. See, it's silent because I don't talk. Thank you.
True.
I don't say anything.
It's
and I don't
so
want
true,
to
though. It is true. It is, yeah, it is so true. I've seen him from afar.
Hours. Hours I can sit there. It's
mesmerizing.
A therapist friend of mine who I may have consulted in my lifetime said, it's self-hypnosis. That's exactly
really?
What it is. Yeah, when I do that, that's what he said. It's self-hypnosis.
So, you're not the best company when you're at a slot machine.
I was great when you guys came to Vegas. Remember when I had all
yeah,
the booze and
yeah,
you
then,
popped over? And then, but
like,
then it's like, okay, thanks, happy talk. Go get your rooms. Go
that's
away.
That's what I'm
Thank
saying.
You.
Yeah, you like
yeah,
it
exactly.
when it's over.
Good day, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the gaggle of lowly miscreants. Why all the hatred
They're
for
jealous.
Our people?
They're
yeah,
jealous.
I think
terrible.
It's mostly about Adrian.
I wanted to write a short note thanking Mike and Carla for inspiring me to lose weight. After seeing how great Mike looked on Ustream.
Yeah!
It's the lighting. All lighting
Absolutely. I'm sorry. That's making me laugh today. I had to finally do something about my own weight issues. I asked Carla what Mike was doing, and she gave me the inside scoop. So now, here we are, 4 months later, and I have lost 40 pounds. This was all due to being inspired by Mike. Thanks again for the assist, and thank you for entertaining me over 3 decades. That's very nice. Jonathan W. Youngson. Well, the bottom line is, and I'll talk about it during the body of the show, I'm just a child. I'm just a child that has to be disciplined almost on a probably 3 or 4 times a day.
But you know what,
including
Mike?
Last night when I came in after being out with my buddies, and Carla had made brownies to give away at Valentine's Day, and I'll tell you all about that. It was,
I think you
it was
just,
a battle royale.
You just mentioned your nickname, your new nickname, the body of the show. You're like the Elle McPherson of our program.
The body.
The body.
Hey, did you lose 40 pounds in 4 months?
No, I lost 40 pounds in probably 8 months.
Oh, okay.
But that's the smart way to do it. Gradual. That's when the weight stays off.
Yeah, 42 pounds if we're counting.
Strong.
Excellent. That's good.
Strong. Yeah, good showing.
Popped up a little bit when I gave the big reveal, and then I'm 6 pounds down from that. Hey, Mike, Rob, and Oscar, my wife, Mila, she likes to say it's pronounced not Yorla, but Mila. Oh, it's Mila.
Mila.
Has a birthday on Valentine's Day. She is a closet Bon Jovi fan, so I wanted to know if Salad Fingers could talk up Living on a Prayer for her double special day. Thank you, podcast gods. That comes from Rob Bowman. Well, let's spin the wheel.
Oh, all right.
It's another request, right?
Yes,
let's see. All right, let me see. Rusty Spoon, Rusty Spoon, Rusty Spoon. You know, I'll be honest, it's a winner, but I'll do Salad Fingers, but I like to do the regular Talk Up. It's one of my favorite Talk Up songs in the history of Talk Up songs. Can I do it with me,
you
and then we
do
can
it
move on
that
to...
Salad goes to the radio and turns on his favorite song.
Oh, so you're doing
that's
a whole
wonderful,
play?
What a wonderful idea to knock out two.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic. Okay. Well, I got to go all the way over here first.
You have the jingle in the record, yes?
Yeah, I've got it here. Hold on. All right, here we go.
Oh, God. Yeah, thanks, Oscar. Good idea.
A lot of board work required here, boys. Bear with me.
Hello. Time to listen to the radio. I think I'll turn on the radio to my favorite station.
Ugh.
Then I'll take a hook.
No!
And drive it through me index finger.
Stop it! Just quit.
There we go. Okay, so that's Salad Fingers, and now
yes.
We take you to we take you to the other place where we are right in the radio studio, everybody. The Mike O'Leary Show for a beautiful Thursday. Hope everybody's having a fantastic winter. Hey, better watch out for that polar vortex. That's going to kill you coming down from the Great White North. Beware. That's right. Temperatures this week out of the D.C. area are going to be in the single digits. Did you hear me? 7 degrees, 6 degrees. Get out there if you're going out to the bus stop. Be with Junior. Make sure he layers up and keeps warm. And don't work outside. Speaking of outside, let me ask you, where's Tommy working these days? Guess what I didn't do?
I thought it was
kept Salad Fingers
I
open.
Thought you were doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I thought you were doing it on purpose.
Yeah, because Fingers listening to the
thing. I screwed up. I was
like, that's a different twist.
I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, hold on.
Salad into Bon Jovi.
We'll do it again. All right.
Oh, okay. More music, more fun.
Hey, everybody, it's the Mike O'Meara Show for a Thursday. I want to say happy Chinese New Year to our brand new intern Lou. That's right. She's from that wonderful country, China. We're going to be talking to her a little bit later on, and hope she's staying warm because, boy, oh, boy, that troublesome polar vortex coming down from Canada. Oh, boy. And it's not Canada dry. It's super cold. That's right. Temperatures in the single digits. Beware, everybody. Hell, you can move down here to Fort Myers, be with all the stupid people, but at least it'd be 70 degrees.
Nice.
Very nice.
Love that ruled.
All right. Very good. Hi, guys.
Mike, could you turn up your feed to us?
Sorry about that.
No problem.
My feed to you.
We got
wow.
it.
All right. We're good.
Nice.
Okay. Hi, guys. I performed my husbandly duty and supported the show by buying the wife an assortment from Pro Flowers with the TMOS code, and I was feeling pretty good until my drive home when I heard Wednesday's show open. It was great to hear Don Rickles, but then the thought struck me that Rob was playing it because something might have happened to this 89-year-old national treasure. Oh, God, I just realized when Rob does that, things can happen.
No, we're going to be
okay. That's scary.
We're going to be okay.
After a quick internet search, I was pleased to see that he is still with us. Not only is he with us, he's performing, and
yes.
Twitch wants me to go to the show up in, like, some, like, old age center.
Oh, my God, he's coming to your neighborhood.
Well, my neighborhood's 2.5 hours north, and if I'm going to that show, and I just... Rob, I've seen him, and I like seeing him when he was...
a little more vibrant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's still there. After a quick internet search, I was pleased that he's still with us. But then I thought, Rob has been known to be a celebrity killer. If anything happens to Mr. Rickles in the next 10 days, I'm holding Rob responsible. I am too.
That's fair.
Now that I realize that. What was there a particular reason you played the Rickles other than just loving Rickles.
I was bunny trailing Johnny Carson tapes, and I'd forgotten that Sinatra actually told that story, and I thought it was a pretty funny one. I just like to mix it up. By the way, I never took, or I never got the blame. I was going to say took credit. All right. I'm responsible for Abe Vigoda's death. The night before he died, I started watching The Godfather Saga on HBO.
It's scary.
Yeah.
But if you check it, if you look into it, you'll find out.
There's always a connection.
There always is. It happens. There's always is.
Anyway, keeping my fingers crossed. Thanks for the funny. Rich Sheeler, moving right along. Hello, TMOS. Our daughter Grace Cortez is celebrating her fourth birthday this month, and she's been a fan literally all of her life. She continuously uses her iPad to watch her TMOS birthday wish episode from 2 years ago and laughs to the point of falling on the floor when Mike had Dom DeLuise describe his favorite kinds of cake. This year, with it being an election year, could Dom make a return to the show and offer his thoughts on the election, more specifically who he is following as the GOP nominee? Thanks and best wishes, Dan Cortez, United States Air Force. Well, here we go. Let's see what happens. Batman with a hat. Batman with a hat. Batman with a hat.
Whoa, ho, zucchini, I promise you this. Who are you voting for? Ted Cruz. No, you're not. Yes, it's Ben Carson. Who is it? John Kasich? How about Donald Trump? What about Jeb Bush? Stammer, stammer. I don't know what's happening. Oh, beware. Yeah, you're gonna, all right, yes, sirree. Gotta go. Dom DeLuise, vote GOP. Bye-bye.
Oh, didn't you have one of his shirts?
No.
I've got a Dom DeLuise, I'm sorry, I've got a Donald Trump sweatshirt, a hoodie, that's one size, actually two sizes now, too big for me, that I wore last night because it was so cold down here. And I wore it within the privacy of my own home. There are so many right-wing people down here that I may take it out one day. Just walk the dogs with it just to see if I get any kind of reaction.
Well, what Oscar was talking about is the time that we were in Los Angeles for a business trip, and you were buying a shirt, and the salesman said, you know, Dom DeLuise has that shirt. This was after you bought it. And when you came back to the hotel, you gave it to me.
I gave it to you. A little large. I only bought it because he said that, but it was actually a little large for me. And, Rob and I have sort of traded off on who's heavier at that particular time. But it was a black shirt, right?
Black
like a black
shirt,
bowling
yeah.
shirt or something like that.
And it smelled black like cheese.
Sure, there you go. Hey, guys. My husband, Jonathan, is celebrating his 30th birthday this month. He's been a fan of the show since the Don and Mike days. So as he bids farewell to his 20s, I know a birthday wish from some of his favorite guys would make his special day even better. Also, thanks for partnering with Pro Flowers. I get more flowers than ever before, and at such a great price.
Thank you.
Wish they'd tell us that. Anyway, thanks for the laughs, Kate Jacobs.
Hey,
that's
very
nice.
Thank you, Kate.
And happy birthday to your hubby. And let's see, got a couple more here. Good morning, gentlemen. I've been a fan ever since I can remember. My mom would scold me for hiding in my room and listening to the Terrestrial Show back in middle school. I recently double dipped on open mic by purchasing the audio version. I listened to it twice on a recent drive to Orlando, Florida, and back. If he is available, I am hoping that DJ Maverick can give me a 37. Who the hell is DJ Maverick?
It's me.
That's Oscar. That's college. Oscar's DJ name.
DJ Maverick can give me a 37 birthday shout out February 10th while talking up a record of Rob's choosing. I love the awkwardness of Oscar trying to relate. Thanks for all you do each and every day. Chris Taylor. From Richmond, Virginia. This is from Chris Taylor, Maverick. Let's see.
Top Gun. Top Gun. Top Gun.
Hey, winner. And
the timing
Oscar?
Should be indicated by the way he handles the slot machine.
Well, you know what? The way Oscar calls the finishing numbers on the slot machine is much the way he talks up a record.
Yeah.
Just a little bit off. Since you are DJ Maverick, I chose for you Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Perfect.
It is a 16-second intro.
Oh, no.
Your call letters are WAVA.
And it's Chris?
Chris
Taylor.
Chris Taylor.
And he's 37?
Yes, he is.
All right.
And it begins right now.
Washington's winner. All hit WAVA
88.1 Southern New England's hottest rock. Yes, it's Maverick. Did you go to class today? Chris Taylor's having a birthday. 37, you know. 4 credits in life, 8 credits in the sky. Top Gun in theaters now. Here we go into the danger zone.
That's one of his better ones, huh? That's one of his better ones.
Minus points for the fact that he didn't make any sense at all.
Then you don't have to make sense. Just talking up a record,
just
baby.
Nailed it, that's all.
Next letter, our final letter. Hello, men. I was just looking up Bernie Sanders on Wikipedia, and I discovered this fun fact. His wife's name, we really haven't talked about this a lot.
No, we haven't.
His wife's name is Jane O'Mara.
Oh?
It's Jane O'Mara Sanders.
Yes.
Maybe she is related to Mike. Your loyal listener, Ben Pappas, P-E-G-E.
It's nice.
Do you know what a P-E-G-E is?
They're both engineering degrees of some sort. It did not specify it on his...
PG&E?
Well, I have an answer for this because I have seen Jane O'Mara on the campaign trail.
Yeah, you have.
And I'll give you the answer now for you, Ben.
Yeah.
Jane O'Mara is actually my half-brother. Start the show off.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Clankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
And, you know, with Hitler, the more I learn about that guy, the more I don't care for him.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Okay, FC, why?
Yeah, why?
Why did you replace our Norm? Why did you do that? I know you're doing it where you're getting a bunch of different comedians, but why did you replace Norm with Jim Gaffigan?
You know, I blame America. Do you know why? Because America accepts Jim Gaffigan as a comedian.
Yes, they do. We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is The Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by our good friends and people we want you to support. A wonderful advertiser, Sherry's Berries.
Yum.
Guess what? Valentine's Day is this Sunday. You gotta hurry. There's only one surefire way to win Valentine's Day this year. You have to win her heart all over again with Sherry's Berries. We have been giving away Sherry's Berries to our special someones on this show. We haven't eaten those berries ourselves. I've still got Sherry's Berries in my refrigerator. My wife will chop off my hand if I grab another one of them. But they are so irresistible. And here is the deal for giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. That's a 40% savings for our listeners. Be a big shot and double the berries for $10 more. This is the only way to do it. Get this amazing Valentine's deal by going to berries.com. Juicy, huge, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99. Or you can doppel your berries, doubling them for $10 more. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, that is berries.com. Click the mic. TMOS, but you must order today. Time is running out, and I appreciated talking to some of the folks that were good enough to purchase some Sherry's Berries. It was a lot of fun.
You make some
phone I didn't
calls?
Call the lady from California this morning because you know I didn't want to wake her up. That was
that might have been the best treat of all. Can you imagine getting your voice first thing in the morning?
No, that's
sweet. I'll do it later, and it's been fun. And thank the top 10 people for purchasing Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries, and it was nice talking to you and wishing you happy Valentine's
Day. Very sweet. Awesome.
Day, everybody. All right. I have been teasing it, and I have been promoting it, and now I'm looking at you, Lou. I'm looking at you. I'm looking down at you right now. How are you, intern Lou? First of all, guys, since I have not met her personally,
yes.
For the purposes of introduction,
yes.
Go ahead. Introduce our number one intern right now.
Lou is a student at American University, something you two share in common.
Yes,
Lou
speaks, alma mater.
I believe, is it five languages, Lou?
Four languages.
English and three different Asian-based languages. She has an amazing skill in Photoshop and computer art, and she has been a most welcome addition to our studio. Mike, meet Lou.
Hi, Lou. Hi, let's give her a nice round of applause.
Proper
welcome to the show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And I've got a bunch of questions because I know nothing about you. So you are a student at AU. Are you from China? Is that where you are from? Are you visiting and going back? Or, because if you are, I have to ask right away if you're a spy. Sorry. Now, so are you residing here in the United States, or do you actually live in China?
I live in China. I'm here just for studying abroad. I've been here for 6 years already.
6 years?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so you will be eventually going back to mainland China?
Yes, I have to.
Oh, she doesn't want to go.
She doesn't want to go.
Do you have any family
in the States?
No, I don't have anything.
Who have you been staying with?
You know,
you've been
here? Can't imagine the courage that it takes, really. Because,
yeah.
I mean, when you came over here 6 years ago, was it a scary experience for you when you first came over to the United States? Because, you know, our countries have different attitudes, and, you know, on certain things we get along, and other things we have two totally different governmental systems. Was it scary for you when you came over here? I'm very curious about that.
Yeah, it was scary. I got lost at the airport, and I lost my baggage, and I barely speak English, so it was scary experience.
How old were you when you came over 6 years ago? How old were you when you made the trip?
17.
17. Can you imagine being 17?
God, that's such a kid. Just a kid.
Man.
I have so many questions for you. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Lou, because I have so many questions. This is really wonderful, because I don't think we've ever had this kind of cultural exchange with a student. We've had tons of students in my career, but this is a first, and I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and you can ask me some too if you want to when we come back on the
Mike
O'Mara
Show. She's good,
Joe. I've been listening to the network, and a lot of these shows are getting some great guests.
I know. Mike O'Mara Show got Patton Oswalt. Tony Perkins Show got Ringo Starr.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. Who should we get?
I mean, who could we get?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we could get Rob Spiewak.
All right, let me text him. Rob, are you willing to do our show? Oh, he got back to me.
What'd he say?
Go f*** yourself.
Sounds like a no.
I don't know. That could be a maybe. Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Obviously, they cut that promo yesterday. Basically,
I love their promos when they come into the studio and those guys drop by.
Basically, they were doing it while they put their coat on. They just do it and they're out. They're just so great at it. It was great to have them in yesterday.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trunk Club. Oscar Santana, you love Trunk Club, and no matter what time of year it is, you got to make every second count, and that means looking your best. Trunk Club is here to handle your wardrobe so you can focus on what really matters. You love dealing with your stylist.
Yes,
Trunk Club,
my second trunk arrives today.
Wow.
So I'm excited to get back. There were a few audibles that I wanted to throw at them, and she put them in the trunk. She said, I'll have them today.
So cool.
I had a lovely exchange with my Trunk Club lady, Janet, who is my stylist there, and the exchange went something like, got the trunk. I forgot to tell you I was fat. So I've sent the trunk back, and they're sending me another trunk, and it's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to get involved and improve your style, if you're somebody who's been style challenged, so many of our listeners are style challenged. So many guys out there want to look good, but it's a challenge for them. Trunkclub.com/TMOS. Simply answer your questions about yourself, and you're assigned an expert stylist. Before you know it, a trunk arrives at your doorstep filled with hand-picked clothes, perfect for you. Hand-picked clothes just for you from the best brands. Keep what you you like, send back what you don't. And remember, Trunk Club is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you like. No hidden charges, just great clothes. Let Trunk Club make you look great in clothes picked just for you. Start today, and Trunk Club will style you for free, plus free shipping both ways. You only pay for the clothes you keep. Just go to trunkclub.com/TMOS. It is like getting a Christmas present.
It's great.
Because when the trunk arrives, cool. You know you got so all this cool stuff in there. That's trunkclub.com/TMOS for a trunk filled with clothes that you will love wearing. All right, so we are talking with our intern from American University and the wonderful country of China. Lou is joining us right now. And I don't know where to begin because I have so many questions. You know, the idea of you coming from China, you know, completely different country than the United States in so many different ways, so many more ways than other countries. And you're 17 and your luggage gets lost. When you arrived in the United States, after you were here for, I'm going to give you the first year, what is the biggest surprise that, what is the biggest surprise you found about the United States? What was something you found most different?
Unexpected.
That you did not expect? Unexpected.
I guess the eating habit.
The eating habits.
The eating habits. Oh my God. The eating.
Can
you know
I, can I have a follow up for that?
Well, I've got a sound effect for the eating habits. Yeah. There's the eating habits. Is that now? Are you saying that now? Did we eat more than you expected, or did we eat less? What was the surprise?
You just don't have too many kinds of food to choose.
That is variety.
Now, how many people are surprised by that? Mm-hmm. The variety of food. So in China, you have more cuisines available because you would think we have a lot of stuff. Is there what is the kind of, I mean, because I think we have everything over here. I'm very surprised at that answer. I'm trying to follow up.
I have a follow up. When you say the kinds of foods, do you mean that? Because when I was in Beijing,
right,
in Shenzhen, there's so much like good home cooked restaurants around. Like you would go into any restaurant and there'd be just, they would make it right there.
The food is excellent.
There's a lot of food in the States that's fast food. So do you mean the variety that there's a lot of fast food and there are a lot of restaurants that have, I guess, close by? You can walk around the corner and there's a place that has food, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by the kinds of food, how much we eat, I guess?
I don't know. I just think Americans only eat fried chickens, hamburgers, pizzas.
Yes, bingo. Bingo.
Could be the fact that when you got here, you went straight to school, right?
Yes.
Were you living on campus when you got here?
No, I live with a host family.
Oh, okay. A host family.
Yes.
But if you are on campus.
Were they fat?
Oh my god!
Well,
that's
it's your first year. That's a valid question. Did you live with the Spiewak family? Oh, I'm kidding. Of course, Rob's the only one that's fat in that family.
Do you know
what a tater tot
casserole is?
No, you stop it. When you were in the college environment, do you think that you saw a lot of it because you were around students, and students do eat simply? I mean, they're going to be very satisfied with French fries and a burger or a piece of pizza. So you were probably in a very limited sort of sphere, so you probably saw a lot of that. It's probably worse than, not as bad as you thought, but what you say is very true. We do eat a lot of pizza. So, and had you ever had pizza before?
Is there a question there? I mean, my God, you just went into this kind of like incredible spin out with the, is there a point
there? The basis
there?
Of the question is, was that based on what you saw around your family that was hosting you or around the students that you hung out with at school?
Good question. Okay.
Yes.
Both.
Okay.
Okay. So when you first got here, your host family didn't eat as healthy as you thought they would eat because they would eat a lot of French fries, hamburgers, pizza.
Not a lot of variety.
And then when you went to college, it's the same type of attitude: French fries, pizza, hamburgers.
Right.
Can you answer the question about your host family? Were they fat?
A little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Now, without naming names or calling anyone under the hot spotlight, there was a father and a mother with your host family.
Yes.
Were there any children?
Yes. The same age with me.
Okay. So,
oh, that's sweet.
So there was one child,
mm-hmm.
A boy or a girl?
Girl.
Okay. So you probably fit in very nice. Was she helpful to help you acclimate yourself to the American style and customs?
Kind of.
What was she not good at? Where did she fail you?
They didn't chain you up in the basement, did they? host family sometimes can be.
Where did she fail you? How do you answer a question like that?
Well, she said,
"Are you on any meds today? I'm just curious about that."
Not at all, Mike. Maybe it would help.
I taught you nothing, Rob Spear?
What I'm saying is, Mike, she said that the girl was kind of
helpful. Let me back up a little bit. Obviously, this is not her first language, and so the effort should be made to make the language and the questions simpler.
Okay.
And not more, where did she fail you, is probably not something that is easy for her to answer. I'm just trying to speak for
Mike,
her.
Mike, we established.
I would like to offer my apologies to everyone within the sound of my
Mike,
voice.
Mike, we've established the host family was not as healthy as, you know, she would like, I guess. And then we established that she wasn't chained up in the basement, but they weren't that helpful either.
Well, you know what? She never really answered the fact about she wasn't chained up in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, did your host family keep you chained up in the basement?
No.
Okay. Good.
You were
now
not
we've
a
made
prisoner.
Progress. We have made progress.
Okay. All right. So we established the thing about the food.
We established
the thing about the food. She did not escape. When are you scheduled to go back to mainland China?
After graduate, but I still want to stay here.
Yes.
Cool.
Freedom.
Now I'm going to ask you a very serious question about our two countries, and I don't want to get anybody, if you're not comfortable answering, that's fine too, but I want to ask a question. Obviously, in the news, you hear a lot about the relationship between the United States and China, and you hear a lot about espionage, and you hear a lot about the Chinese are trying to steal our secrets, and we have to counter their secrets and stuff. Being as you are going to school in the heart of our government, Washington, D.C., my question to you, have you been aware, did you have to go through any procedure that someone from another country might not have to go through? Did the government get in touch with you? Did you have to fill out any more paperwork? Or was it very easy for you to come over here and study in the United States?
It's a great question, Mike. Great question. Have you seen the show The Americans?
No.
Okay. I was curious.
When I enter the American border, we have to fill in a lot of information and leave our contact information, and we have to get our school keep in touch with the immigration.
They track them, Mike.
Yeah. So they're keeping tabs on you.
And are you here on a student visa? Is that how you gained access to the country? So when you graduate, that obviously won't allow you to stay in the country. Are you looking to get married?
That's a great question as well, Rob. Do you have a boyfriend? Is that too much to ask?
I have a boyfriend, but he's Chinese.
Oh, sorry. Gotcha.
Is he back home? is he back home in China?
No, he's here. He needs to get married.
Oh, you want to get married? Wow.
That's sweet.
Oh, you can bring him by, Lou, anytime. We'd love to meet him. We'd love to meet the boyfriends, the girlfriends, husbands, wives of anybody that works with us. We love that. So we would love to meet him. What town in China are you from?
Inner Mongolia.
Inner Mongolia.
Inner Mongolia,
yes.
Which is the northern portion of the country, and up probably where there's been probably some conflict. Am I right about that? Up in the Mongolian, Nepal?
Yeah, it's at the border of the China. It's close to Mongolia, the country of Mongolia.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful country, but very remote, right? So you're from a very rural area. What did your family do? Was your family involved in farming or anything like that?
My father is a businessman, and my mom is a housewife. She cooks every day.
Yeah, she does.
Very nice.
Oh, wow. Mongolia. That's cool.
What a great culture.
Well, you were in Beijing, which is the southern part of China.
Northern.
Northern, I'm sorry, Northern.
Yeah, it's all
know.
The same when we go
I don't
there.
Know. Okay, right. I went to American University. Oops, you do too. Sorry about that. So let me see. I as far as the Chinese and American relations are concerned, give me, after all these years, you've been here, what, 6 years or 7 years?
Six.
6 years. Give me, as best you can, your impression of Americans. What do you think of Americans after being here for 6 years?
You know, I went to high school in California, and the people there are different from the people in D.C. So,
oh, yeah.
In what
Can
way?
You explain? Can you explain how?
People there, like, they are more friendly.
True.
Yeah, that's
true.
Ding.
That's a ding. That is an absolute ding.
I'll give a ding for that, people in D.C. People in D.C. not as friendly as in California?
A little bit, but people here are busy, so they have their own things to care about.
That's it. They care about themselves,
me,
Lou.
Me,
that's
me.
All they care
Washington
about.
Washington, D.C.
Yes.
D.C. me.
You move out of the area, you find out that people are different. Or sometimes you move into a community with a bunch of people from the Midwest, which is the heartland, and you think they're all going to be sweet, and you find out that's not true. And
is it
they're
a warmer,
all obsessed.
Is it a warmer climate when you meet these people from the heartland, Mike?
I thought it would be, but it wasn't. Started with my next door neighbor who basically had nothing to do with us. Yeah, thanks for the welcome, Dick. But anyway, but he's gone now, and I have other people
gone?
New Jersey moving.
Gone.
No, he's not gone. No, I didn't say that, did I? That'll come back and bite me.
Fine. I'm sure
that'll happen.
He had his time.
Lou, so when are you scheduled to go back? And if you could, would you stay? If you could stay in the United States, would you stay here forever?
Yes, I would.
Yes! That's sweet.
All right, asylum. Let's get her asylum. Yes. Come on now. Get her down to the government.
Somebody listening. Get her asylum or a husband.
Or something.
For a sham marriage.
Have your parents had a chance in the 6 years to come over and visit you here in the United States?
Yes, my father came to my graduation, high school graduation.
Oh, that's sweet.
And have
sweet.
You been back to China while you've been over here? Have you gotten a chance to go back?
Yes, every summer vacation.
Every summer.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice. Taking back those secrets.
All right, that's good stuff.
Briefcase. Briefcase on a handcuff.
Blueprints. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
One last question before we go to break, Lou. Are you fabulously wealthy?
All the tycoons are parents.
Yes.
Textile
tycoons. Is your father a very successful businessman?
He used to be.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Yeah. Economy these days.
Well, it ain't cheap flying back and forth to the United States every summer.
Well, Lou, the one thing that I don't share this with some of the interns like Mac who go to Northern Virginia Community College, but I'll share it with you. Before your internship is over, we will all require gifts. thank you. Thank you very much. That's intern Lou. I thought she did a very nice job. With
great job,
interview.
Lou. Great job.
Oh, one last thing. How would you describe one word to describe the Mike O'Mara Show? One word.
Funny.
Oh,
nice.
Funny. That is sweet.
Oh, that's sweet.
By
that's
the end of the internship, need. Mike, we'll have her saying that without the question mark.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll be honest with you. I was a bit cynical when someone approached me and said that we were going to have an advertiser on our show that specialized in meditation. But all it took was one try for me to realize that it's truly amazing that you can sit there with just your own bod and your own mind, and you can feel so much better after a very, very brief meditation. I'm telling you about Headspace. Headspace is meditation made simple. It's a wonderful new app, guided meditation, and they say it's like a gym membership for your mind. I think it's like having someone just teach you how to throw your troubles out the window and just recalibrate your entire being. It really is phenomenal. Meditation is rooted in thousands of years of tradition. With Headspace's guided meditations that you listen to, you can do it whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, your tablet, or computer. It doesn't take a lot of time. They're very, very brief. And 5 million users have already gotten some Headspace for free, and you can do it right now. I want you to download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. Now, the Headspace Take 10 program is a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation for your busy modern life. You know, Lou was just telling us about people in D.C. Busy, busy, busy.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place to do this. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today. And it's right there on the Mike O'Mara Show page, too. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, before we move on from Intern Corner, as I like to call yes. and meet the ladies. Maddie yes. is also sitting in with us today.
And hello, Maddie, another American University girl. Hello there.
Hello, hello.
And she did her first homework assignment after she clears her throat. I'm sorry.
It happens to the best of us.
It does. It does.
It's a take no prisoners environment.
That's how you learn.
You got to learn.
Yeah, that's how you learn.
When Oscar Absolutely. And I and Pony sit down to interview the interns, one of the final questions we ask them is, what would you like to do?
Yes.
Where would you like to, you know, splinter off and do your own thing? And Maddie mentioned something no intern ever had. She said she'd like to do a music review, an album review, and she reviewed for us David Bowie's album Black Star, and it's actually produced. I'd like to play that for you now. This is her first homework assignment, and I think you'll enjoy it very much.
All right, well, this is Maddie. Do you want to give your full name and get full credit for this while we set it up?
Sure, Maddie Masiello.
Oh, that's
Maddie
a broadcaster
Masiello.
Name.
Yeah, good name. Maddie Masiello, yeah. And this is her piece on the Mike O'Mara Show. So enjoy.
I recently listened to Black Star, David Bowie's newest album, which debuted at number 1 and is now number 46 on iTunes. Although I've never listened to Bowie, given the context of his death, I wanted to give it a listen. Initially, I was taken aback by how haunting his voice is.
In the theater of all men. In the theater of all men.
The album begins with the title song Black Star, and it immediately makes you feel as if you're in some sort of ritual seance that turns into a journey of self-transformation for the whole 9 minutes of it. My favorite cut, Dollar Days, features the combination of Bowie's voice and monotone jazz. It evokes a feeling of disorientation and nostalgia. It's as if you're the main character in a movie who's lost touch with reality and is wandering aimlessly down some street somewhere trying to figure out what happened. Notably, the overall theme of the album is death and disturbance and alienation, eerily reflective of Bowie's fate. Its subject matter makes you feel uncomfortable but also compels you to listen. It makes you feel something, and that's what the whole point of music is.
Cash girls suffer me, I've got no enemies, I'm walking down.
Coincidentally, I was doing homework for my drugs and behavior class while listening to the album. Fitting, because I felt like I was on drugs while listening to it. Even though the album is dark and weird and frantic, I think it will reach a new generation of listeners. Just like album sales skyrocketed in the wake of Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston's deaths, Bowie's music is reborn to newer audiences who otherwise may never have listened. So to me, Black Star is a gateway album for a new generation of listeners who are looking to experiment with new music or find inspiration in such a music legend. For the Mike O'Mara Show, I'm Maddie Masiello.
How about that?
Maddie Masiello,
yes.
Her first piece on the Mike O'Mara Show. And well done, Maddie. That's terrific. And
I'll
tell you something. This is a new thing we're doing that I think is just tremendously gratifying for me, that we're giving these kids a chance to put something on our show. And I think it's really, really terrific. And it's a great experience for them. And now that I've said that, let's talk about that drug class that you're taking over at American University. What the hell is that, Maddie? What is the drug class? What's it called again?
Drugs and Behavior.
Drugs and Behavior.
Selective,
well,
Mike.
News.
Yeah.
You know, it's only a shame to me that you weren't interning at WAVA in the mid-1980s. Because I could give you, you want to write a term paper, I could help you with that. I could tell you about, because you know what? I'll be honest. My drug of choice has and always will be, I like a good cocktail once in a while.
What?
I never really got into some of the extracurricular activities that were involved. And I think really in this day and age, especially with this new heroin issue that has reared its ugly head around communities all over America, I think people are becoming a little more conscious of drug abuse than they were, you know, a short time ago. I think everybody's always talking about drugs, but after the go-go 80s, when everybody's talking about blow, everybody's talking about cocaine, it kind of went by the by. But now with this heroin epidemic, which I heard about up in Maine before any of it was hitting the media. I heard about the fact that there were people in these rural communities, white America, that were so involved. And I'd grown up always thinking heroin was a inner city problem with the African-American community. Well, it's not. But, you know, with this drug and behavior, I remember the 80s, man. It was just, let me give you an example, Maddie, of the 1980s and something that happened to me. I went to the dentist and had an oral surgeon, and I had my wisdom teeth pulled. And I came in the next day and I mentioned it in passing before I'd even gone on the air. And I had three people ask me if they if I got any good drugs for for the wisdom teeth, because they all wanted them. So are you digging your drug and behavior class?
Yeah, I like it. It's a psych requirement, so.
Oh, so they have to know. They have to learn about
this.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting.
You probably know more about drugs and behavior. What have they gotten to the point where they talk about the most insidious drug? Have they talked about that yet?
Not really. We just finished like our first unit, so it was a lot of intro stuff. And so later on in the semester, I think we'll dive into like individual drugs.
When does McGruff the Crime Dog come to class?
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I should probably find out, though.
Please.
I've got an actual piece of Michael Marishow trivia. Does anyone remember what Dr. Drew Pinsky told me was the most insidious drug? Do you remember that?
I do. Mm-hmm. It was marijuana.
How dare he?
Yeah.
Which absolutely blew me out of the water. I wonder if he's still... I'd love to get him back on the show.
Yeah.
He's a great guy to talk to, and I'd love to know if he still maintains that that's it, especially with all the stuff we're hearing about heroin.
You know, it's funny, Mike, when you said, wish that you could have talked to Matty back when you were at WAVA. Would have been great if Matty could have been here for the early days of this podcast.
Oh my God! I get that joke. That's nothing new with me or anybody in this room.
No.
You know, I would say that Oscar and Rob and Mike, we have a common bond where all three of us we enjoy an occasional adult beverage.
We do.
That's our drug of choice, and we've been around all sorts of Pony as well. That's your drug of choice.
You call Pony after 9 p.m. He's in Elise's fifth cocktail.
It. Yeah, Pony's most insidious drug is an olive.
Maddie, have you talked about heroin at all in your class?
A little bit, but not really specifics or anything.
The thing about heroin, you know, every time I watch any kind of news story about it or a documentary about it, they talk about the fact that heroin is the base for a lot of the narcotics that you're given, like in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Like Demerol and stuff like that. And my memory,
synthetic heroin.
Synthetic heroin.
Elvis loved it. He thought it was great.
Do you remember, Rob, back in the day when I had gone into the hospital with diverticulitis?
Yes.
And I was. I had it because I was a trooper. Even hospitalized, I knew at 3:30 every day the Don and Mike show would come a-calling.
Yep.
And I'd do my weekly I'll never forget as I was sitting there in agony in my hospital bed, and you and Don were chuckling about the fact that it's a disease of the obese and the elderly. That was so much fun.
Actually,
for me.
You know what? I think I can be discounted from that, because that was when I started my internship. I don't think I was in studio yet.
Okay, so maybe it was Buzz and Don.
I think so. And you know what? But not to say that I wouldn't have been laughing.
Right.
I remember my first big intern duty was to pick you up at home when you were discharged from the hospital and
drive
you to
work. How you doing, Rob? Yeah. How you doing? I got all sorts of Dilaudid and Demerol.
I do remember on the ride home you said, "You're so nice to drive me. I'm going to buy you ribs."
Yeah, because we had a Red Hot and Blue that had just
right where
opened
you
up.
Live, right where you live.
Right near where, and I did. And I gave you a big rack of ribs to take home, and a love affair began. But anyway,
here's some ribs. Now go home.
You're a nice boy.
Yeah. By the way, they're not sponsors, so I don't think I have to tell you if it stacks up between a Red Hot and Blue and a Famous Dave's. I'm going with a larger chain. I'm much more of a Famous Dave's guy.
Besides, Famous Dave's has the burnt tips. They're delicious.
Burnt tips are fantastic. They are delicious. But anyway, I digress. I was in the hospital, and they hooked me up to an IV because I had gut pain. That's what I was dealing with.
Yeah.
And they were trying to give me antibiotics to take it away, and it worked. And then, it would be kind of a lifelong battle, which I'm going to probably be taking care of in May to get this thing finally fixed, where they go in there and they take the bad part out and put it together and sew you back up and you might die. But anyway, so the drug that I would take was liquid Demerol.
Yes.
And they put it in my arm, and then they gave me a button. Anybody who's been in the hospital, probably I'm not. This is nothing new, but it was new to me because it was self-administered painkillers.
Yeah, big red candy-like button that when you starting to feel pain, you can give yourself the dose. Now, it's somehow, there's a governor on it.
Yes.
You can't just like lean on the button.
You maxed out. I know that because I maxed out.
Oh, okay.
Like a couple of days in a row, I would max out. Yeah, it's just like me going to Jimmy's. Yeah, it's like, Mike, it's time to leave. I don't want to leave.
Hey, we should give you a a button at Jimmy's.
Should give me a button tonight.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dear.
When Officer Jerky arrives.
Yes.
I would sit there the last day. Doctor comes in, and they do a press. It's the incredibly scientific method of finding out whether you have gut pain. They come in and press on your gut.
Yep.
And if you're not in pain, does this hurt? Does this hurt? I'm like, nope. And I said, okay, this is about like 10 o'clock in the morning. They say, person will be in at noon to remove your medication. I said, okay, all right. And so noon comes, then 2, then 3. And I'm like, I have absolutely no pain, none, 0 on the pain scale. And I'm looking at this, and I said, they still have some of the drug in there. And what the hell?
The button.
If that doesn't tell you you can get addicted to this stuff, I don't know what does. And then that evening, they took it out. It was my last night in the hospital.
My experience with the hospital button is my mom is very healthy, but her sister Gail is a diabetic, and my mom donated a kidney to Gail
In
93 or 4. And it's actually a bigger procedure for the donor than the recipient. And so my mom was in the hospital, and I was in there. And I brought her balloons.
Are you already on the list to get yours?
What's that? Oh, no, I've got a couple at home. I got it in the freezer, Mike.
They're waiting for the right size.
And by the way, it wouldn't be a kidney. It would be a liver.
Or both.
Actually, I've got more organs on hold than Jordan Kitt. I'm ready to go. The whole thing. That was such a great joke 20 years ago. I promise
it's
you.
Still
folks.
A good joke.
All right.
Still a good joke.
So I went in to visit my mom. I brought her some balloons or something. And I was telling her, I said, you got that button. You got to stay ahead of the pain. I mean, you got to hit that button all the time. And the nurse comes in and says, well, you don't necessarily want to stay ahead of the pain, dear. You just want to, you know, manage the pain. I said, and what kind of painkiller is it? And she said, oh, that's Dilaudid. And I, after reading dozens of books about Elvis Presley, I just said, matter-of-factly, oh, synthetic heroin. It's very, very good. And the nurse looked at me like I'd just gotten out of rehab.
Speaking of alcohol rehab, I've got a buddy coming in tonight, and I just don't know what I'm going to do. I have to just psych myself into.
You got to embrace it, Mike. You got to embrace the jerky.
Yeah.
You got to embrace
it. I cannot
live the jerky.
Rude.
Be
Oscar,
the jerky.
I cannot be rude, but I am in a different world as you.
You are, but no.
Oscar will call me at 8:15, and I swear to God, he starts more conversations than others by saying, "I hope you weren't in bed," you know. And so I get it. My world is not what, and the fact that it's not because I'm old; it's because I have a
son,
2.5-year-old,
right.
That gets up at 5:45. And the bottom line is, they're coming into town. On the motorcycle, going to freeze their ass off because it's been cold down here. Like the
you
rest
say,
of
they. He's bringing a lady, right?
Lady friend.
I believe he is. I believe he is bringing his girlfriend.
A jerkette.
I don't know if I've met
jerkettes.
Her or not. I have no idea.
Yes, they do all the promos.
He's mm-hmm. he's coming at the same time. Now it's jerky, so I don't worry about being completely honest with him and just saying, you know, you got to get out of here at, you got to be out of the room at 8:30 because I'm coming into the room to do the show, and then you know, later on that afternoon, it's Friday afternoon, and I'm you know, meeting my mates, and so you know, gonna have a nice dinner. You're welcome to use the house, and then you know, chop chop. Hope you enjoyed your breakfast. Maybe an early lunch, but hit the road, Jack. Don't come back. That's kind of where.
But
we
you
are.
Say
I hate to be like
you
that.
You say
but I'm a little
that when
about.
Jimmy comes to town.
Yep.
You say that when anybody comes to town. I'll say this: Jerky or Jimmy. They're all adults, right? They're all friends of yours.
So I wouldn't agree to the fact that they're adults.
And I would think that
not adults, not
they
even
know, regardless of your situation, that you are a father now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
I,
you got to wake
I
up really early, as they have had the responsibilities in their life when they had to do the same. He probably just wants to see you, man, and he misses your friendship.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, what you know, what the
take
activity?
Take him to the tiki hut.
Tiki
get
bar.
Hammered there.
We'll take him to the tiki bar.
Yes.
We'll take him to the. We'll have a little dinner, maybe some casual dinner, and go to the tiki bar.
Does
and
the tiki bar serve
it.
Food?
No, the tiki bar only serves popcorn. Only popcorn.
Shame.
If we wanted to go to the diner next door, we could probably get a bite. But I don't know. We're thinking maybe about the place we took Jimmy, the Buffalo Chip. Down here in Bonita, where they have the buffalo style wings. Now, why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing because you took Jimmy, who
to
traveled 7,000 miles to go there. We go to a place that has buffalo style wings.
Yep, because he was delighted.
Of course,
because those are my friends.
Did he go back into the kitchen and say, hey? You're doing this wrong.
I actually used sauce from the Anchor Bar.
He adored it. He adored it. He thought it was absolutely fantastic. So, it'll be fun, and, I'll be fine tomorrow.
Do you think there is a chance? Do you think there is a chance that Officer Jerky will be joining us for a segment tomorrow?
I will try to get him to come in before they leave.
I would love it. I think it would be fun. And the Jerkette.
It'll be interesting, and it's like,
good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, do you want to record tomorrow's spots today?
Might be a plan. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, starring Lou and Maddie from American University.
Sweet.
We'll be right back. To you was never
second. Hi, this is Carrie Spiewak. You know, Rob's wife, ya humps. You know what I've been doing a lot lately besides cultivating a relationship with my new BFF, Mike O'Mara? Well, I've been thinking about Rob Spiewak's bag. Sure, the big guy does me and the kids a solid each and every day by running the boards and pretty much being in charge of everything over there at the Mike O'Mara Show. But my favorite thing about him, you may ask? Well, his bag, of course. His bag is one of my favorite features, baby dolls. You know, if you send Rob a note to rob@mikeomaroshow.com, that's Rob with two B's, I'm sure they'll get around to reading it come Thursday or whatnot. Just like he gets around to rubbing my feet every night.
Oh, God.
Paris. Please send along your letters to fill up the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag and help keep my husband employed.
Okay, thank you.
Because God knows I'd be hating that retail.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, somebody's at the door. Oh, yes, sirree. That's the sound of visitors, or maybe a package delivery, or maybe the sound of someone planning to rob you blind.
Rot-roll.
95% of home break-ins happen during the day, and burglars usually start by ringing your doorbell. Did you know that? I bet you didn't. They just want to see if somebody's home. With the Ring video doorbell, which I have on my door down here in Southwest Florida, I will tell you, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere. You don't have to be there. I've done this, in fact, most of the time that my doorbell is rung down here with my Ring doorbell, I'm not on the premises, and I can see who's at my door. And here's the most important thing. Carla did it for fun yesterday, just to hit the doorbell, and we had a conversation, even though I was out at the, somewhere up on Route 41, and we were talking, and it was truly, truly amazing the way it works. What are you chuckling at, sponsor's friend?
No, I'm just thinking of the neighbors looking out the window and saying, that young lady's yelling at her door again.
You know what she was saying? Was saying, I love you.
Oh, that is sweet.
Cool. There you go.
With direct
through
connect
the Ring doorbell. Here's a cool thing. I've got them right here. On my phone, I've got them saved. I can delete them or I can save them because there's a video record of everybody that comes to
cool.
the door.
That's awesome.
So I know, you don't have to be at home. You can talk to the person that's at the door, like I did the other day when there was a delivery. I said, I'm 2 minutes away. Wait there, and I'll be there because I had to sign for something. The Ring video doorbell is truly, truly amazing. Installing it takes only a few minutes. It works with your current wiring, or you can have a built-in rechargeable battery, which is what I use. I put it on a different part. I just stuck it on the wall. It's fantastic. Put your mind at ease and protect your home with the Ring video doorbell, named a top 10 gadget by both Time Magazine and USA Today. Our listeners get free expedited FedEx shipping when they go to ring.com/TMOS. Remember, ring.com/TMOS. With the Ring video doorbell, you are always home. And it's a wonderful security device for your home. Go to ring.com/TMOS and rest easy, my friend. I think you're going to love it. We're really happy to have them as a brand new client of the Mike O'Mara Show.
News.
I love this news today. I'll be honest with you.
Do you really?
I'm standing by this news because we have a very important breaking news story. This to me is a happy day. Now, I know that I've lost some weight, and Mrs. O'Mara is monitoring me on a daily basis, but for some reason, this story brings me great joy.
Okay.
Americans eat approximately 70 billion pounds of hot dogs a year. Don't fact check that. It's kind of strange that very few fast food chains sell them. Burger King is not going to let that opportunity slip through their greasy fingers anymore. They just announced they are adding grilled hot dogs to their menu.
Oh, yeah!
We all love fast food. I mean, the Big O and Duke show, you guys do it. You love fast food
as
much as we do.
Dedicated.
I I give this a massive thumbs up. Rob, this is a good move.
This
is
fantastic. I'm trying to think if there's any of the big chains that ever have done
Sonic
a hot
dog.
Sonic does hot dogs. Are they good?
They're not great, but a grilled hot dog sounds just like you when you hear about the grilled Whopper.
Yeah.
Sounds
good. Flame broiled.
And Sonic, for my money, an overrated chain.
And also,
in my opinion,
Sonic, isn't that the one with the drive-in and the thing?
Yeah, they have that, but you can get tater tots there. A lot of people don't like
tater
tots.
That I thought are kind of meh. That's the way, just my opinion.
The Sonic experience is not a good one. The Burger King experience is good because they're one of the big three. And I hope they do this right. The secret, Mike, will be a quality dog at the base.
Better than Satisfries.
Yes. We'll see what happens. They just announced they're adding grilled hot dogs to their menu. They'll have two types, a regular one with ketchup, mustard, onions, and relish, and a chili cheese one. They go on sale Feb 23. That's a week from this coming Tuesday. That is so exciting.
Save the date.
Hey, Lou, this is why you said what you said earlier.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I bet your host family is very excited about this.
And by the way, this is not a temporary thing. They're permanently being added to the menu, people.
Oh, you know who will love this? Robert. Robert lives on chili dogs.
Nice.
He'll be delighted. Can't wait to tell
him. The classic one will go for $1.99. Their price point's great.
Yes.
And the chili cheese one for $2.29. You know, I'm kind of curious. Might have to have a cheat day and slip over there, if you know what I mean. This guy I'm also behind, 100%. Two stories right at the beginning of News You May Not Need where I am supporting both these causes, the hot dogs at Burger King and Hugh Hefner's 24-year-old son, Cooper. He is not a fan of the new non-nude Playboy. Way to go, Cooper.
Did you say that Hugh Hefner's son was 24 or 74?
24, Rob Spiewak.
24, okay, I didn't know.
In fact, he was asked to stop participating in board meetings because he was too vocal about his opposition. I'm with him. You don't take this away from Playboy. Here's his quote. When you have a company and the founder is responsible for kickstarting the sexual revolution, and then you pluck out that aspect of the company's DNA by removing nudity, it makes a lot of people, including me, sit and say, what the hell is the company doing?
Yeah, I
totally agree. I really do. Cooper also doesn't like that they're selling the Playboy Mansion. Despite being pushed aside by the board, Cooper and his family still have a stake in Playboy, and he's not going away quietly. He says, quote, you either sort of take a step back and say, okay, I'm going to let this happen, or you try to do something about it, and I'm certainly trying to do something about it. I say
Cooper.
Way to go.
$100 million, right, for the Playboy Mansion?
Who do you think is more pissed about the sale of the mansion, Cooper Hefner or George Siegel? Both very upset.
Yes, George Siegel. And then the late Dick Van Patten used to hang out there, too.
We played cards.
We never made it.
And you know the reason why is because our producer at the time had caller ID block. And so if you blocked your caller ID, the phone wouldn't ring. He tried to call and invite us.
Really?
And he couldn't get through.
Oh, my God.
So close.
What producer was that, Rob Spiewak?
That was a young man who went by the initials CB, Charles Broyle.
Oh, very good. Terrific. Okay, ladies, this might just be what you've been waiting for. It's entirely possible that the man I predicted would be a star about 10 years ago, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, it's entirely possible that he is going to do some full frontal nudity on his HBO show Ballers.
Boo! Oh. I like Ballers, but I don't need to see those Ballers.
What's the name of the show?
Yesterday, he posted a picture of a nudity waiver for the show that someone sent him for his okay.
Wow.
This is funny.
Maddie
I saw
is
a
literally
picture
bouncing in her chair right now.
In the caption, he said, quote, we have an old Southern saying. This is a funny, funny tweet. The saying is, the gravy's always free, but you gotta pay for the pork chop.
Is he from the South? He's from Miami.
He's referring to the fact that he might have to do this for the show. It says, hashtag season two, hashtag daddy's gotta go to work. So we'll see what happens with that. And, you know, I didn't even mention this yesterday, but doing my show prep, I happened to see some photos of Mr. Tom Hardy, who I said online was, I think, one of the best working actors today.
Yeah.
And he was nude, and they had pictures of him like in a boat during a movie shoot. And let's just say I felt a little inadequate after looking at the pictures. Thank you. Johnny Depp. This is an interesting story because it concerns our good buddy Patton Oswalt.
Uh-huh.
You got to check this out. I only skimmed it and saw some highlights. Johnny Depp has added to his long list of movie characters by playing Donald Trump in a new Funny or Die video. The premise of the video is that Donald wrote, directed, and starred in a TV movie version of his book, The Art of the Deal, back in the 80s. This is funny. The trailer is
funny. How much of
it
have you watched? Because
I know you've seen it too. They really went all out because it's 50 minutes long. It's introduced by Ron Howard, and it also stars Patton Oswalt, Jack McBrayer, Henry Winkler, Christopher Lloyd, Kristen Schaal, Andy Richter, Alf, and Kenny Loggins singing the theme song. Now, do you have the promo in the audio vault?
I do, and that's my favorite part. I mean, the movie itself is funny, but
it's okay.
Hear the promo.
It's okay. The clips I saw were okay. Do you know, did you get deep enough into the movie to know the part that Patton plays in it?
I saw him. I didn't know what his character's name was.
Merv Griffin.
Oh, is
he's
he playing
Merv Griffin? It's hysterical.
I watched
it's
his scene, but I didn't know he was Merv. Oh,
he's Merv
so
Griffin.
Great.
So, do you want to play the promo or
can
or
I
not?
Save
you
it for the vault?
Well, the trailer. Well, yeah, save it for the vault. The Grammys are this Sunday, and the producers have come up with a new camera stunt. I'm not sure. I love the thing about the Oscars doing the scroll underneath, but the Grammys have actually built cameras into the base of the trophies. So you'll be able to see what the winner looks like from the perspective of the award.
That's stupid.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
However,
that's how it's supposed to work in theory.
It will be great in a couple days after the Grammys when we go and see what's going on in Beyoncé's bedroom.
Yeah, when they bring it in there.
They
that'll
can
be,
keep it live at all times.
It'll be a fun one-off. It'll be fun to see how they pull it.
Well, the footage is going to be available online. So it's not.
Oh, they're not
be,
even
like,
put it on TV?
No.
Oh,
no, this is just
never mind.
It's a gimmick.
It'll be nausea-inducing.
Shtick.
The show's
shtick.
Producers
Grammy
will have shtick. The option to use... Oh, it says here, the show's producers will have the option to use the footage in the actual broadcast as well.
The nuclear option. Yeah.
Mm. Who's hosting the Grammys, or do they even do that at the Grammys?
LL Cool J.
He does it every year.
Oh, that's right. LL Cool J. And now a little something. There was a crazy car accident on Tuesday morning at Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa. Someone in an SUV lost control, went up over a curb, drove onto two parked cars like a monster truck, then it got stuck on top of them. The police eventually saw it and came to help, and they might have been able to get to do the scene sooner. They might have been able to get to the scene sooner if one of the many, many witnesses had called 911, but they didn't. They did have their phones out, but only to take pictures of the incident.
People are jerks.
The police even went on Facebook to call people out for it. Quote, "Unfortunately, nobody called this into our department. When officers arrived, there were multiple people standing around the scene taking pictures."
Man.
Way to go, people. How responsible. Fortunately, no one was hurt in this particular accident. Hashtag Brave New World. Hashtag What's Wrong With Us. Hashtag Fall of Civilization. Hashtag It's All About Me. Hashtag People Suck. Hashtag Send Me the Pictures. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you love your Mike O'Mara Show?
Hi.
Do you love your Tech 411? Do you love your Tony Perkins Show? Do you love your Cake and Cookies? Do you love the shows of more broadcasting like the Rob and Joe Show? Well, guess what? We do too, and we're going to bring a little entertainment too. Marcus and Steve are back again. We've just got a new show. You can download it right now from the Mike O'Mara Show app or from MikeO'MaraShow.com. Download it today. Enjoy, or maybe not.
That's wonderful, and it's Mermelstein-tastic. It truly is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen up, Procrastination Nation. Valentine's Day is this Sunday. That is only 3 days away.
Three.
Are you tired of... what's that?
I said three.
Three.
Are you tired of guessing wrong for her every Valentine's Day? Luckily, the Valentine's pros at ProFlowers.com take the guesswork out of the Valentine's Day equation, so you know you'll get the thing right this year. They're great. I love ProFlowers because they're wonderful, and they last a long time. They even have a freshness guarantee. It's absolutely wonderful. You can be a hero, and I will tell you, I have ordered tons of Pro Flowers in my lifetime, and they always last, and especially down here, man, with the climate down here, you can put those in water and just watch them bloom, and they hang in there. Right now, two dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for only $29.99, or be a hero and upgrade to long stem roses with a cherry red vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Why not surprise her at the office? She'd love to get flowers at the office. She'll be the envy of everybody. Remember, the only way to get this incredible Valentine deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in TMOS. Again, that's proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. Valentine's Day almost here, so order today. TikTok. Time is running out, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open it up the audio vault for today. Did you hear that? Let me close it again and do it louder. You know what I'm going to do? Let me just do this.
We got to get the bigger door. He went into the side door on the audio vault, but there's like a big... That's the one.
Is that better?
Yes.
Now it's wide open.
Wide open, and all the audio is good.
Oh, now it's closed.
You got some audio caught in the hinges. Now it's open.
Thank you. Go
all right. All right. This is Mike. You are a student of accents, and I love when you do accents. Sometimes accents in real life spin out, and they become almost indecipherable. Now, this tape is great for two reasons. About 8,000 people sent it to me. An Australian guy is following his girlfriend on a rocky beach.
Yes.
I've seen this. This is incredible.
And a lightning strike happens. It almost looks like Scudic up there in Maine, Mike. You know, it's like sheets of rock.
Very similar. Very similar with like the granite beach. It's very, the coastline.
He's going after, telling her to be careful, and lightning strikes, I would say, about 50 feet from this lady.
Wow.
So you get the sound of a lightning strike.
And he goes into full Aussie, where it's like unintelligible, where, you know, it's just like...
They put it up. There are several versions of it on YouTube that have... One of them has it subtitled the way it sounds. Mm-hmm. That will do you no good. This is what he's actually saying as best we can tell before I play the tape. He says,
okay.
Hey, baby, slow down. Wait for me. Oh, whoa, it's pretty rocky here, hey? Hey, slow down on the rocks, baby. It's dangerous in there. Lightning strike. Mother of Jesus, come back here. Oh, my God, baby. The effing lightning bolt just missed you. Holy bloody mother of God, Jesus. Effing, my God, baby, come back. The lightning bolt nearly hit ye. Oh, my God, baby, you all right? Now,
okay,
with that
that's
in mind,
really important, because see if that's it. If when Rob plays this clip, see if it's anything close to what he just said.
Okay.
This is great.
Let us go to Australia.
Hey, baby, slow down. Wait for me. Oh, wow, it's pretty rocky here, hey. Hey, slow down on the rocks, baby. It's dangerous out there.
Oh, my God, baby, the... London Bolt just missed you. Holy bloody mother of God. Jesus f***ing my God, baby. Come back. The London Bolt nearly hit ya. Oh, my God, baby. You all right?
He comes from a land down under.
Do it again. That's a twofer. Go ahead. Hit it again. This is
baby,
great.
Baby, slow down. Wait for me. Oh, wow. It's pretty rocky here, hey. Hey, slow down on the rocks, baby. It's dangerous out there.
Jesus, come back here. Oh, my God, baby. The London Bolt just missed you. Holy bloody mother of God. Jesus f***ing my God, baby. Coming back. The London Bolt nearly hit ya. Oh my God, baby. You alright?
The hardest thing about that tape is when I play it, I look at Lou and she looks like she's forgotten how to speak English. It's okay, Lou. No one understands.
Oh, you know what I did real quick, super quick. Lou, what other languages do you speak? What are the other, besides English and Chinese, what are the other languages that you speak?
Japanese, Korea. Does Cantonese count?
Yeah, Cantonese counts. Yeah, absolutely.
Cantonese counts. Fair. Way to go.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Work.
And
super
that guy
smart.
Was screaming in none of those languages.
None of those languages.
All right,
exactly.
You talked about the fake Art of the Deal movie that is on Funny or Die. The
right.
funniest thing about it, and the movie itself is funny, but they made a ABC 1980s style promo for mm-hmm. it, and the voiceover is an impression of Ernie Anderson. It is
right.
so dead on. It's so close, it almost isn't even parody.
Coming up on TV's Monday Night Movie: Power, Money, Real Estate, Beautiful Women, Cat Eating Aliens, High Quality Brass.
The only thing with more brass is my balls.
In Donald Trump's made-for-TV movie, The Art of the Deal, the movie. Based on his best-selling book, The Art of the Deal. New Kid on the Block makes New York City his playground. And the Big Apple skyline, his toy. The Art of the Deal.
That is what you call The Art of the Deal.
9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain. Except where tonight's football game is being broadcast.
I don't know who they got to do that voiceover, but he did
That's
a great job.
And Johnny Depp, they put the right makeup on him. And
it's a panic.
Just, It's the exchange between Patton and Johnny Depp is when Merv is trying to buy resorts, the casino, and Merv is sitting there, and Patton's got this white sunscreen on his lips. It's really, look, I don't think it's crushingly funny, but just the fact that
worthwhile.
They put this effort. Yeah. 50 minutes. How often do you see anything on Funny or Die that's that long?
Yeah.
They did a 50-minute movie parody.
I can't wait to see it.
It's shot in the 80s style, and so it's very funny. Check it out. I look forward to sitting down and watching the whole thing this afternoon.
Do you ever weigh in on Jeopardy at night? I watch it a couple times a week, I think.
Whenever. I do. If I'm around, I'm watching that. I like Jeopardy.
It's college week, and there is a guy that was in the middle last night and the middle of the night before.
Okay.
But they interviewed him last night a little more in depth, and you think if you're smart enough to be a college kid on Jeopardy, you got to be pretty smart,
yes.
Right? This kid dispels that for me. This is his interview before the show, okay?
You're into music, I gather, but a particular musician, Kanye West, who has become a great inspiration for you. In what way?
I mean, honestly, every way. He is music, of course, but also he's recently getting into fashion, which I really respect. He has some great shoes coming out. That's not a promotion or anything. Just everybody would agree with me on that. And finally, just his aura. He really carries himself in a way that he's his own man. I respect
Didn't he indicate at some point that he might consider running for president?
I'm voting for him.
Okay. My favorite part in there, and they had a shot of it during the show when he says his aura, and Alex goes, uh-huh. Like, I wish I could take the next 20 seconds back. All right. So watch Jeopardy. Lots of adorable college students showing off.
Adorable co-eds. Yes, sir.
And Mike, let's close with this. In some places in America, this is so great. It's a great time to have a V8 engine. In some places, gas is now cheaper than water.
A new report suggests that soon gasoline will be cheaper than water.
Yeah.
Gasoline cheaper than water. Yeah, and in Flint, Michigan, it'll be healthier than water.
That is so wrong.
That is not okay. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. If you want to get your letter or your birthday request into the mailbag like we did today, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS. We try to grow this show every single week.
Yes.
If we get one new listener a week, that means that we're all going to get pregnant and have babies.
Yeah.
I don't know what that meant, but I thought it sounded funny. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.